Hey, thank you guys for being here this morning. My name is Spence. I'm one of the pastors here. You know that this has been, if you've been watching, a really hard week for our country. Basically what's happened is that a lot of these public tragedies that we've seen, they've been very public, and then, of course, I'm referring to the three shootings we saw towards the back half of the week. What that did is that revealed a lot of the brokenness that exists in our nation and in our community. You know, and that's hard. I know that for many of you coming in here, you're coming in with different reactions to that kind of big news. For some of you, you just kind of saw the news, and while it's a heavy news cycle, it's just kind of a news cycle. It's just headlines, and then it will kind of go away, and something new will come on the news. But there are others of you that are really hurting from what you saw this past week. You're coming in here today, and you might be angry. You might be frustrated. You might be scared. You might be just deeply saddened by what's going on. I know we as a church are called to minister to those who are hurting. That's what we are called to do. And there are those of us here today who are hurting in light of what we've seen. There are people who are very personally affected. We have members of several minority cultures who are a part of our church. We have members of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department who are a part of our church. So I know we're very personally affected. I was in the coffee shop early this morning just kind of praying for our morning, our worship time together, and I met a tall black man who was off by himself drinking his coffee. I walked over to him and said, "Hey, man, you don't know me. I'm a complete stranger, but I just wanted to ask you if this is okay. How are you feeling after this past week? I know it's been a tough week." And he said, "Man, I'm a Christian, and I take great hope that, in my church, we are one body in Christ, and I can hope in that." And then he says, "So if you don't have a church, I'd love for you to come with me to church this morning." I said, "That's my line. Wait, you're not supposed to do that." But it was a really good moment for me when he said that one body thing. I'm like, guys, we are one body. That's who we are as God's people. And when one part of our body is hurting, we hurt with it, right? And so I was thinking about that. I was thinking there's a couple of things we need to do together as we kind of go forward from this week. The first, I think we need to weep with those who weep. Of course, I'm bringing it up to you, but I think that's part of an awareness thing for you to be weeping with those who are weeping and mourning and grieving over what's happened. But then there's another thing I think we need to do, and that's we need to listen. Especially those of you who, like me, are part of the majority culture, the white culture, we need to listen to our black brothers and sisters, our minority brothers and sisters of any race, and listen to them and process, how are you doing? How are you feeling? It's a good thing to ask your neighbors that are in a minority culture. Secondly, we need to listen to our police officers and see how they're feeling. One of our members told me he's been trying to figure out how he can serve our police officers or police force here in Charlotte, and has been sending just through social media, having a conversation, trying to get some way that they can listen in to them as well as they hurt and process everything. Now, you guys know this is a big deal to me. I've been praying since day one that we would be a multicultural church because I believe that expresses the unifying power of the gospel better than, of course, the gospel unifies better than anything else can. So we're praying for that. And weeks like this week, really, they hurt me, but these kind of events do not affect me, these particular ones affect me as personally as the way it does one of my brothers who, by God's grace, is here this week. Several months ago, we planned on Pastor Derek Delane to come and preach this weekend for us. Now, Derek was one who preached. Pastor Derek preached back in the fall, did an awesome job for us, was really big encouragement to us. A lot of you told me that, so we were looking for a time where we could have him back, and this weekend happened to be it. Well, then the events of this week unfolded, and he and I were talking, and Derek's the first guy that I'd go to, and I have, to kind of have a conversation for how does the church respond to moments like this? How can we proclaim the power of the gospel to bring unity to people where the events of the world and the ways of the world have brought disunity? And so we were talking, and I kind of just wanted, he agreed to this, to basically ask him a couple of questions of how we as a church can process what we've seen over the past week. So I want you guys to join me in welcoming Pastor Derek Delane up to the stage. Pastor Derek, you come on up. If nothing else, you can applaud the Shekinah glory coming off that beard that is so full. So here's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's right. So what we're going to do real quick, this will almost feel a little bit like a little interview, a little dialogue. I just got a couple of questions I wanted to ask him, again, as one who I really appreciate and has really helped me think through the past week and really the past couple of years. So if you guys just kind of listen in, and then we're going to spend some time that he's built a time for us to kind of pray together, and then we're going to sing a little bit, and then he'll be preaching for us. But Derek, the first question I kind of have for you, man, was really the same thing I asked the guy this morning, is how are you feeling? How are you and your family feeling and processing the events of this past week?
Yeah, well, first off, I'm just thankful that you, as the pastor here, as the leader, my brother, how you're leading your people in this way to help think through and process that. So I applaud you for that, and I'm excited to see what God is going to bring in your midst through this season. I'll be honest. I mean, we're hurting. My wife and I, we sat down and we talked, we cried like real tears. I'm talking, we bawled. Just one of the conversations I had with her was, you know, what if that was you? What if, you know, one day you're the one that's not going to come home? What if it's our son? And that's sad. That's something that we have to process and think through that, to be honest, I know a lot of people don't. Just even thinking about it now is making me emotional that we have to have conversations like that. We're hurting, but in the same way, we know that the gospel reconciles. We know that the gospel heals, and so we're looking to Christ. We're not looking to other things to bring us joy, to bring us peace, to bring us hope, because hope is only found in Christ. So we're hurting, but we are hopeful.
That's good, man. One of the things that we've seen a lot over the past year is, maybe we've seen it in the hashtag of social media, but it's this phrase, Black Lives Matter, which is something that Christians will agree with. But then we also, our theology will tell us that all lives matter. And so I feel like there's a danger in that good theology of nullifying what is an important voice of this Black Lives Matter idea. And so I want you to tell us, how can we, as the church, as believers, recognizing our theology says, well, all lives matter, how can we still think well about and respond well to, obviously, what we've seen with the Black Lives Matter conversation?
Yeah. You said it well, definitely for sure, all lives matter. But you hear this uprising of, you know, people shouting, you know, Black lives, you know, they seem to not matter at all, that there seems to be a sense of no value whatsoever in the life of African Americans and minorities in general. There's a quote that I'll probably butcher, like I'll get out, but Martin Luther King said it, and he said, you know, a protest is the voice of the unheard, something along those lines. This voice, this shouting of Black Lives Matter have come from an uprising of, you know, hey, we feel unheard in the fact of, like, look at what's going on. At the end of the day, as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we are called to speak into things like this, right? It's easy for us to pick one social issue, one social event, and build our mountain on that and die on that. But at the end of the day, we're called to speak into all realms of injustice, whether that be, you know, the refugee, whether that be the unborn, whether that be Black lives, whether it be police lives. At the end of the day, we're called to speak into those things because we are lights in a dark world, right? We're the ones who's supposed to be out there showing what Jesus has done, that Jesus is the one that speaks into those things and gives life to death, to dead things. So for us as Christians, like, yes, Black lives matter, because it just seems to have no value whatsoever. And for that reason, we can't sit idle. We have to go into it. We have to speak into it, and not just see it as, you know, their issue or someone else's issue. As followers of Jesus, this is our issue. So we need to step up and be about our Father's business in regards to that.
So. That's good, man. That's good. One of the things Derek's told me often is just the power of relationships that you can have. And it's almost like the gospel's the answer to a problem like this, and relationships are the context where the gospel goes to work, right? Here's what we're going to do. Derek actually set up for us, asked him to do this as well, set up a kind of just a time of prayer that we're going to have together, praying for a handful of things, and we're going to do that all together, all right? So this is not one of those times where just the guy up on stage prays and you bow your head. We're actually going to offer you the chance to pray with someone else. Now, there is a standard Mercy Church rule when something like this happens, okay? We're going to ask you to pair up, okay, with one other person, maybe two other people, all right? But if you don't want to do that, because you think that's weird, maybe it's your first time here, and you've never prayed before, don't want to pray with any of these weirdos, all right, that's okay. What you're going to do is, as soon as I say, all right, find your prayer buddy and start praying, you just put your head straight down, okay? That means it's just you. You're going solo, and that's totally cool. We're good with that always when we do this. So We're going to spend some time praying together. We've got a few prayer points that we together are going to walk you through as we pray. So now's the time where I say, grab the person that you're going to pray with. All right? You got that look? Everybody's looking left, right? All right? Pastor Derek, why don't you start us, and then we'll kind of work through this. And he'll give, basically prompt you, or I'll prompt you, and then you'll spend some time praying together, okay? Yeah. So you go ahead.
So the first thing that we're praying is that our hearts would change. Ultimately, we know that it's only through a changed heart that God is going to move. So let's together pray that God is going to change our hearts to see the injustice, the indifference in our country, and seek to do something with it. So let's pray for our hearts to be changed.
Guys, the next thing I want you to pray for is just pray that we wouldn't be apathetic. It's so easy. Our lives get so busy. We hear so many things that the news cycle is constantly in front of us. Things are constantly changing. God, would you guys together, would we pray against apathy and instead pray for action and for compassion as a part of our church? You guys pray.
The next thing that we want to pray about is we want to pray for our police force. Let's be honest. They are going through something that we may never have an opportunity to experience. Hopefully, we'll never have that opportunity to experience. But at the same time, we need to be mindful of what they're doing. They have to make split decisions and make calls of judgment that a lot of times, again, that we will never have to face. At the same time, there's a lot of outside forces looking at them and judging them right now. That can't be the case. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for their safety. That, be honest, that idiots wouldn't jump in and try to seek justice themselves, because that is not what God is calling us to do, to take matters in our own hand. Vengeance is God's. So we need to remember that and pray for our people. Okay, so together, let's pray for our police officers right now.
I think the next thing we're going to pray for is for diversity in our relationships, for you and for me, diversity in our friendships. Like I said, the gospel is the answer, and relationships are the context where we will see unity really happen across racial lines. So I want to ask you now just to pray for diversity, yes, in our church, but just for you and your relationships. Let's spend a moment. We're going to do this. We're going to pray for one more thing, and we'll be done with our time of prayer. So would you pray for diversity in our relationships together?
And finally, we want to pray for our nation. Again, our nation is divided. You can't look on social media for more than 2 seconds without seeing one person over here and one person over here, and you just know that that's all across the board. So we want to be praying for our nation. Specifically, we want to be praying for our leaders as well. Again, there's a lot of different things and reform that they have to think through to continue to unify us as a country. And especially with the election coming up in November, there's so many moving pieces that we need to be praying for our nation and thinking for our people well. So let's spend some time praying for that now.
God, we recognize that we need your power. We recognize that we are wholly inept and unable to bring about the things that we're calling on you for. That's why we're bringing them to you. So God, in your mercy, would you bring healing? God, to the families that have lost loved ones this week, would you bring peace and comfort that only your Holy Spirit can give? God, would you bring unity to our church? Thank you for the hope of unity we have in Christ. And would you give us that? God, we pray for the leaders of our city, of our country. God, it's such a broad and general thing to pray for. It's almost hard to get our minds around, but that is why we commit it to you. And you've called the church to be a light in a dark place through every season in history. And we ask you to help us to be that light in this dark moment in our country. God, we entrust Mercy Church to you. We say thank you for the great hope, the great joy that we have in Christ. And would it shine brighter? Oh God, would it shine brighter than all of the darkness, all the division that would be around us? So God, we entrust Mercy Church, we entrust Charlotte and our nation to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.